Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of May 31st, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. I'm going to start with Sweet Tooth. It is going to be on Netflix this week. It is based off the DC comic. In the story, 10 years ago, after the Great Crumble wreaked havoc on the world and led to a mysterious emergence of hybrids, babies that are born part human and part animal. Unsure if the hybrids are the cause or the result of the virus, many humans fear and hunt them. For TV pages, on Monday, CBS has Tulsa 1921, an American tragedy. NBC has the premiere of American Ninja Warrior and Small Fortune. Fox has the premiere of Hell's Kitchen and House Broken. Nat Geo has Gordon Ramsay, Uncharted, and Breaking Bobby Bones. Those are both premieres. TLC has the premiere of Smothered. For Tuesday, ABC has the finale of Mike Tyson Knockout. NBC has the premiere of America's Got Talent. And Fox has the premiere of Lego Masters. For Wednesday, if you don't have enough Chef Ramsay in your diet, you've got the premiere of MasterChef on Fox. CW has the finale of Nancy Drew. And A&E has the premiere of Court Cam Presents Under Oath. For Thursday, ABC has the finales of Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy. NBC has the finale of Law & Order SVU and Organized Crime. Fox has the premiere of Beat Shazam. And History Channel has the premieres of Mountain Man and Alone. For Friday, nothing. For Saturday, BBC America has the premiere of Meerkat Manor, The Rise of Destiny. Sunday, CBS has the 53rd annual Kennedy Center Honors. ABC has a premiere of Celebrity Family Feud, The Chase, and To Tell the Truth. And FX has a series finale of Poise. For movies coming out this week, you have The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. This will be in theaters and HBO Max. It's the third entry of the Conjuring franchise. The series continues on with an eerie and frightening story about the first time in U.S. history a murder suspect would claim demonic possession was a defense. There is also Spirit Untamed, an epic adventure about a headstrong girl longing for a place to belong who discovers a kindred spirit with her life intersects with a wild horse. For DVDs, you have The Courier and Boogie. For online services, Netflix, you have Carnival, Sailor Moon Eternal, Dancing Queens, Feel Good, Breaking Boundaries, The Science of Our Planet, and Sweet Tooth. For Prime, you have Dom Season 1 and The Family Man Season 2. For video games coming out this week, you've got Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Operation Tango for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Stonefly for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Elder Scrolls Online Gates of Oblivion for the PC. World of Warcraft Burning Crusade Classic PC. Wreckfest for the PS5. Pro Cycling Manager 2021 for the PC. Tour de France 2021 for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Evergate for the PS5. Sniper Ghost Warrior Contract 2 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The Last Kid on Earth and the Staff of Doom for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. And The Persistence for the PS5, Xbox X. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights, Deeply Upsetting, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing. Now, I've done a few stories about the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home. This just gets more and more interesting the more I hear about it. Well, hold on, I've got another story for you. According to Collider's Jeff Schneider, as well as some other insiders, the villain for the upcoming film is going to be massive. Schneider reported that he heard that William Dafoe will be reprising the role as Norman Osborn, the Green Goblin from the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man film, and will be leading the Sinister Six in this film. Snyder mentioned that the iconic group of the villains would include Electro, Jamie Foxx, and Dr. Octopus, Alfred Molina, both already confirmed to be in the movie, and a potentially Sandman, Rhino, and Lizard, all characters that have appeared in various Spider-Man films in different universes. After the news broke, YouTube personality Grace Rudolph had also confirmed the news, posting on social media that she had heard the news, giving it more credence to the story. Now, plot details for Spider-Man No Way Home are still under wraps, but is expected to see the titular Wallcrawler team up with Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange. Who knows, you may even get to see Venom in this. Spider-Man No Way Home is going to be coming out December 17th of this year. Now, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.